Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choosing. Today, it's my good friend, Marcel Blanchard-Wild. Yay!
Yay! It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be with people.
Yeah. Well, you're in Sydney. How's it going?
I did get out the book, Marcus Aurelius Meditations, which I haven't opened yet. I glanced at it and it felt too much like homework, but I have heard people talk about it in terms of stoicism and I'll throw around the word stoic. Like, I think I'm pretty stoic, but I think apparently being stoic also means you don't complain about people behind their backs. And I'm like, oh, I can't not do that. That's sort of part. Yeah. So it's a long answer to your question, but I'm doing okay. I find myself in pretty good flow states and patterns.
Yeah.
But now in entering into week 9, it's like, all right, new patterns required.
I haven't talked about this, but I was doing this thing where I was, when I was in my lowest, looking at happiness, going, I want to be happy. And then I read a thing going, don't search for happy, just search for peace. Life, you're not only going to be happy the whole time, and then you'll be annoyed that you're not happy. But if you can be peaceful about stuff and actually think of stuff how a wise person would think of it, always remind you, how would a wise person handle this? And then maybe do that.
Do you have to be wise in order to think that, though?
Not really. You can go, okay, what would a smart person do in this situation? All right, they might understand it from all angles and they might actually have some empathy, not just do what I did and just go, this sucks. I'm not thinking about this.
Do you consider yourself is it bold these days to consider oneself wise or smart? Like, what category do you put yourself in?
I don't think I'm wise, but I think if I try and think that about big things, it can help. Because I always think it's easier to give someone advice than actually take advice. So if you were to tell someone's in the same predicament you were, you'd probably go, oh, maybe do this, as opposed to when you're in that position, go, hey, I should be doing this. So I should take some time and meditate or just go for a walk or not have 4 or 5 coffees a day. Maybe that might help. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very similar in that I love giving advice if it's been asked, and then if it hasn't been asked of me, then I have to be clever and go, here's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
And clearly it's just like, here's what you should be doing.
Hey, we're not talking about that though. Today we're talking about a suggestion that you made, and I'm very happy you made this suggestion, which was ad jingles. Commercial jingles.
I'm very passionate about these. Yeah,
you're an ad man. You and John Hamm, whose character I can't remember off the top.
John Hamm and Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men. Two and a Half Mad Men. That's my ideal. That's my ideal show right there. I've always been. I was that annoying kid. I'm the baby brother of 3, single mom. Dad wasn't around. Is this Mark Maron? In that I was that annoying baby brother who would sing any song, any catchy tune, I would sing it to death. And I almost didn't have to do any research for this podcast because I could just go, what songs are still rattling around in my head?
Yes, I had the same thing. When you suggested ads, I was like, oh, great. I got 4 off the top straight away. And then there was one that I was like, yes, of course that one has to be in here. Yeah. But we were saying off air, they don't really, I don't know if I'm just not watching as much TV, but they don't really focus on the jingle anymore.
I think maybe the age is dead. I guess you've got the first one comes into mind is maybe Snoop Dogg's Menu Log song.
That's true. Yeah. Which my kids sing all the time. They don't know who Snoop Dogg is, but they know the Menu Log. I also like on that, they have to put paid actor on that ad. It's like, who's thinking that he's doing this out of the goodness of his heart?
Well, now you've spoiled it for me. I thought the DOGG was just down to promote takeaway.
Because I think ad jingles are a thing of the past, and I think songs title themes for TV shows are also on the way out.
Yeah, let's get back together and do intro themes, because I'm also a huge fan of those. Always singing them. They I love, especially the other ones that sort of will describe the plot. I don't mind a little bit of voiceover to describe the plot, a la like Sliders, and then jump into like the theme song. That's good fun too.
Yeah. Did you watch White Lotus?
I haven't seen White Lotus yet.
Great theme song.
Oh, interesting.
Like it's just music, but it's like, it's one of those things where I'm not too angry if I forget to skip the intro on that one. It's like, this is a jam. I like this one.
So what was your criteria going into this?
One, if I remember it, it's obviously done its job.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think how it affected popular culture as well. So there was a time when most channels had a comedy show that was like a sketch show. So there was like The Comedy Company or The Late Show or Full Frontal or Skit House, one of those type shows where they would often do ad parodies. And I don't think you could do an ad parody these days. Maybe the Menu Log one, maybe the Uber Eats ones, but there's not too many other ads. But back then it was like, I remember the famous one on The Late Show, which was for Chicken Tonight. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
The brand, for those who aren't in Australia, Chicken Tonight was a sauce that you put on your chicken, like to cook it in, a simmer sauce, like you would a pasta, but this was just for chicken. And they had different flavors. I remember apricot being a popular flavor in the Earl household in the 80s and 90s. Well, in the ad, they would dance around. And so The Late Show did a parody of it called I Feel Like a Dickhead Tonight. A Dickhead Tonight.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, I think that's the thing. It's like I'm not smart. I'll say that straight off the bat. But I think it's like a sort of microculture type thing. Like we don't have that anymore. Like we don't all have that shared experience. I think of like when there were just three channels and you knew that everyone's seen that one thing.
Yeah, seeing the ad. The other thing I had, so another ad, I didn't have it in here, but it was KFC's popcorn chicken. Now, they brought popcorn chicken in the early 90s and then took it away again very quickly. And I remember the ad, which was guys on BMX bikes on a half pipe doing tricks. And the ad went, pop, pop, popcorn chicken, because they were like popping monos on their bikes or bouncing on. And it was like, pop, pop. And I reckon it was only played for like 2 months, and then they never had popcorn chicken until they brought it back in like 15 years later. But I remember saying to friends, do you remember popcorn chicken? And no one knew what I was talking about. I was like, yeah, KFC had this thing called popcorn chicken, and trying to describe popcorn chicken. Now we know it's small bite-sized pieces of chicken. But they're like, was it popcorn with chicken flavoring? Or I'm like, no, it was this thing called popcorn chicken, and like no one ever remembered. And then they brought popcorn chicken, and now YouTube, you can find the popcorn chicken from 1992.
Because then you become that guy, and people are like, Josh keeps going on about this thing that never existed. Like, should we ostracize him completely? Let's kick him out of our group. He's insane.
Have you heard? There's a podcast going around. Alex Ward. It's like a NPR one. I forget what the actual thing is, the podcast is called, but it's about a guy who for 10 years had a song in his head from radio and couldn't, but employed an actual musician to try and write it. And then they tracked down who it was. Such a good episode.
Yeah, I heard that. I think it was an episode of This American Life. That was amazing. Because they got it to recreate the song from memory, and it was pretty close. And then that's such a satisfying thing. After being burnt by shows like Serial, where like we're going to introduce a mystery and never solve it, you're like, oh, sick. Like having podcasts like that where they have a mystery and then solve it, and it's so satisfying.
You know who I am, listeners? The big mystery is, what did Chris Lilly say on the episode that I cut it out? I said, I'll tell you the Chris Lilly story later. That's the big mystery on my podcast.
Final episode.
Yeah. All right, so this is my number five. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it, so hopefully you can hear it. So this is Juicy Fruit.
Get your sail set up, grab a piece of juicy fruit. The taste will get you going up, going out. The taste will get you going when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy Fruit will get you going. It's got the taste that keeps on going. Juicy Fruit, the taste will get you going.
Wow. I've never heard this before. I feel like You know those Music React YouTube channels where you see people listen to jams like John Farnham's songs for the first time?
The two brothers who have never listened to Dolly Parton before, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like those guys just saying, because I was like, wow, I've never heard the Juicy Fruit theme song, and wow, that was like, it was a proper jam. Like that felt, that was
it's
great.
It's a bop. Yeah. That was another one that was parodied, because I think Full Frontal did it, or Fast Forward, one of those, it's the same thing. But it was like, because in the ad, the pellets of gum came out perfectly. Where in reality, it never does.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the parody, they would just squeeze them out like you normally would. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But Juicy, I remember seeing that as a kid, Juicy Fruit. And an ad for gum, like just so much, like they're professional musicians. That actually set, like the piano playing on that, the run down the keys. Like he didn't train at music school to be playing for Juicy Fruit. But he's probably paid for a house. It's good on him.
Yeah, It's it's a great song. I'm a big fan. I'm a convert. I gotta say, I'm remarkable gum. I remember Juicy Fruit was one of those gums at like 15 seconds of flavor, and it was the best 15 seconds. But then it was over.
Yeah, PK was the same. But mm-hmm. the only one of the PKs that actually lasted was the one that was like the menthol. It was like. It's
the worst one, yeah.
It was the grey one that you had if you were a smoker to try and hide the cigarette smoke.
Oh, is that what it's for?
I'm not sure if it's for that, but that's definitely what the kids at my school were using it for.
Yeah. You had the old smoking behind the lockers and stuff, did you? The sheds.
Yeah, that was when I knew that my friends didn't really think as much as me as I thought they did, because I was never invited. I wouldn't have said yes anyway, But it was like, I remember my neighbour Danny invited my other friend Justin back home, and like we lived across the road from each other, so we'd walk home and go, no, we're gonna do something else, Josh, and it was all secret. I went, all right, I'll go home, and then I figured out, oh, they're smoking. I mean, thank God, because I probably would have peer pressured with just that group. But
who you'd be a PK now instead of a Juicy Fruit.
But it was also that thing of like, I think Justin smoked for like the next 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Just imagine the amount of wasted money on cigarettes.
And where's Justin now?
Oh, he became the bedroom philosopher. He's doing all right for himself.
Oh,
he's
written, okay. He's written a book. Published author.
He's doing well. He's doing well. All right, that was my number five. Your number five.
My number five. Myself. Well, it was hard to choose a place this, but I thought we'd get off the mark with the really fun one. And I imagine this is probably one of the ones that I guarantee must be in your top five. Otherwise, I'd be surprised. It is the Lubemobile song.
Ah, hang on, because this is my number four. Here we go. Lubemobile gets the whole job done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.